Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 30th. Today's devotion is entitled, What is Truth? We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 38. Pilate said to him, What is truth? After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, I find no guilt in him. The Apostle John recorded Pilate's interrogation of Jesus before his crucifixion. John highlighted one of the greatest ironies in Scripture. After Jesus declared that he had come into the world to bear witness to the truth, Pilate responded with the question, What is truth? Yet truth stood before him. Throughout John's Gospel, Jesus is presented as the embodiment of truth, saying, He is full of grace and truth. Grace and truth came through him. He recorded Christ's words, promising that the truth would set people free and declaring, I am the way and the truth and the life. People stood face to face with truth incarnate, yet failed to recognize him. His question, What is truth? May have been a cynical, skeptical response, not really seeking an answer. Or maybe he was genuinely puzzled by Jesus. Whatever his motivation, Pilate investigated Jesus, questioned him, and even declared him innocent, yet caved to the political pressure of the Jewish leaders. He didn't really seek the truth. He was more concerned with expediency and political survival than with discovering the truth standing before him. We live in a world filled with questions about truth. Like Pilate, we can become so occupied with opinions, convenience, and self-interest that we never stop long enough to hear God's answer. Jesus did not merely teach truth, he claimed to be the truth. So the question is not, what is truth? The question is, will you believe in the truth? Jesus is the truth. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for revealing your truth through your Son, Jesus Christ. Forgive us for the times we have ignored or neglected what you have shown us. Help us not only to ask questions, but to respond in faith and obedience. Teach us to follow Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. May we walk in his truth each day and point others to him. In Jesus' name, amen.